is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today. Hi, I'm Jimmy Cusco, sports director for Civic Media. Right now, we're airing a Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks game over the air, but due to our rights agreements, we're not able to stream those games here. Civic Media might be a newer company, but we are dedicated to providing the best in sports coverage. Our team has decades of experience covering sports right here in Wisconsin. We've got Mike Clemens, who covers our state's biggest teams on location and does daily updates on all of our Civic Media stations statewide. Many of our stations have local reporters dedicated to teams in their area, covering their community dozens or even hundreds of times each year. No matter where you're at in Wisconsin, we are committed to covering sports, especially in the communities that our stations serve. And we put all of our local coverage right here on our stream, so you can go ahead and grab the free Civic Media app so you never miss a game at civicmedia.us/app. You can find the game you're looking for over the air, or you can stay tuned right here on the stream for more news, talk, and conversation. Thank you for listening to Civic Media from all of us here on the sports team.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's voter ID law can be a nightmare for college students. They can use their student ID, but only if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote. She says state law just makes it difficult.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
Hansen says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. Meanwhile, out-of-state students face additional hurdles in registering to vote. Molly Ford, an out-of-state senior at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, is very familiar with these hurdles. This is her first time voting in a presidential election, but she voted in the state's general election 2 years ago. She says she almost missed one of her class finals because she had to run back to her dorm to get a document after having already stood in line.
My friend that was in the class was like, "You're crazy. I would have just not done that." And I was like, well, it was important to me to vote in this election.
Ford says although her school has been proactive about promoting the student vote, it would be helpful to know more about what exactly is needed to cast a ballot. You can get that information online at myvote.wi.gov. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
The Packers shorthanded. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers host the Detroit Lions Sunday, but had seven players missing from practice, including three starting offensive linemen and quarterback Jordan Love, all with injuries suffered against the Jaguars. I asked Love if he thinks he can play this week despite a groin injury.
I've actually never had a groin injury to this severity, but I'm going to keep working, keep doing rehab and treatment, and get myself ready to go.
The Lions had 10 players on the injury list, unable to practice. NBA, the Bucks and the Grizzlies tonight in Memphis. The Bucks are 1-3. The Grizzlies 2-3. The Badgers men's basketball team with a 78-62 preseason win over UW River Falls. Greg Gard.
In terms of the game, obviously we got a long ways to go defensively. That's not new news. I thought we did some good things at times, but you know, as I went to the bench, I thought we got leaky in different areas, and it shows me who's more ready than others.
That's Wisconsin's Greg Gard with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media is your spot for sports. From updates on your favorite teams, live broadcasts of the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, and Bucks, and local sports coverage in your community, we've got everything you need. Find a station near you at civicmedia.us or download the free app today. We'll have more news and talk coming up here on Civic Media's stream.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The John and Gordy Show.
From Substack, we have Mike McCabe in the studio. It's the McDonald's appearance. Now we're going to have the presidential candidate go to McDonald's and serve up fries at a go window. You know, the restaurant's closed, you know, and he rehearsed it.
Ridiculous. And the customers were actors.
Yes.
So did he stand at the drive-up window and say, do you want lies with that?
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app.
Listen to sports coverage from Mike Clemens on Civic Media stations all across Wisconsin.
Broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and around the world on the Civic Media app. This is the Dom Salvia Show. And now, here's your host, Dom Salvia.
And welcome to the Dom Salvia Show. You can be a part of this fine production, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Jess P.S. is on the board. It is Halloween. I got my Misfits shirt on, and we're going to dive into it. Got a big show for you today. Charles Franklin, the director of the Marquette University Law School poll, is going to join us at 4:30. We're going to dive into some of the very interesting numbers here in the state of Wisconsin. Also, Dr. Melinda Brennan, she's the executive director of the ACLU of joining us at 5. And Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's own political editor, going to check in at 5:30. We're going to talk about, saw him recently here in Milwaukee doing a panel. Charlie Barron was a moderator, him and a right-wing talk radio host, Scafidi and Schaefer, on the stage talking politics and life, and we're going to dive into some of that. Maggie and I were in the room in the back making some noise, so we'll talk to Dan about that as well. Kamala Harris in Arizona right now, and she was Madison last night. Donald Trump was in Green Bay last night. And I guess this is where we have to start with
probably with
Donald Trump. It was interesting.
Weird.
He was playing up the garbage comment made by President Joe Biden. Very, very insulted. The whole mega world is so upset about name calling.
That's the first.
Donald Trump, but to play up the garbage comment, tried to get into a garbage truck.
And he did eventually.
He did. He leaned over, missed the handle at first, thought he was going to bite it. Finally, pulled himself up and got into the truck. And I got to tell you, folks are noticing it. He's kind of dragging his leg around. I mean, the guy's 78 years old. And he hasn't released any health records other than his former doctor saying, oh, he's the healthiest guy ever. Didn't look very stable whatsoever getting into that truck. Anyway, he got in the truck and people were asking him questions. Of course, the comments made by the Kill Tony comedian guy at his rally at Madison Square Garden, still upsetting some people, rightfully so, referring to Puerto Rico as a pile of trash or garbage in the ocean, you know, that kind of comment. He was asked about that from the truck. So let's play cut number one, if you will, please, Jess.
I don't know anything about the comedian. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him. I heard he made a statement, but it was just a statement that he made. He's a comedian. What can I tell you?
I heard he made a statement. It was a statement that he made. He's a comedian. What can I tell you? How about that was inappropriate and it was offensive, and I apologize for bringing that guy on stage. How about that, Trump? No, can't do that. So you're going to deny he had anything to do with it. And this quote was longer. I don't know who brought him in. He didn't know anything about anything. Didn't know anything about anything.
Well, what's new?
But he does know that his supporters are apparently way better than Harris's supporters. Yeah. So let's hear that. Cut number two, please.
Sure.
My supporters are far higher quality than Crooked Joe or Lion Kamala.
So he's got, so that be what? So low quality supporters for Crooked Joe.
Yeah, that's fine.
Lion,
that's fine to
say. Yeah, that's fine. Lion Kamala.
Also
Kamala.
Fine.
Also fine. But garbage.
I mean,
that's too far. Well, you know how Trump is. Let's play cut number three.
They said, sir, I just think it's inappropriate for you to say, pay these guys a lot of money. Can you believe it? I said, well, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. I'm going to protect them.
Whether you like it or not, he's going to protect you. He's going to force his protection upon you. How
no?
How creepy is that? How out of touch is that?
It makes me want to claw off my skin.
I'm going to protect women whether they like it or not. You're going to carry that baby whether you like it or not. See? Kind of the same tone here.
Precisely.
So that was embarrassing, and now he's going to be, what, coming to Milwaukee, as will the vice president tomorrow. But Harris did have a comment on that. Let's hear her response to Trump, number one, please.
Listen, it's just, it actually is, I think, very offensive to women in terms of not understanding their agency, their authority, their right, and their ability to make decisions about their own lives.
Yeah, mm-hmm. She's so spot on. Let's play the next one, please.
Whether he has said, as he has, that women should be punished for their choices, whether he has talked about his pride in taking away a fundamental right from women.
It's all a pattern.
He's consistent in that regard as well. I mean, there are some things he's consistent in, and that is some of them. 855-752-4842. Governor Tim Walz getting in on the action as well. Walz is great. Let's play cut number one, please.
You got it.
This dude's nearly 80 years old. He damn near killed himself getting into a garbage truck. You would think over 80 years you would understand how a tariff works. Smarter people than Donald Trump, which is a good chunk of folks, CEOs of companies like Black & Decker, AutoZone, and Columbia have gone on the record to say if Donald Trump goes forward with this plan, they will simply have to raise prices and pass it on to you. Donald Trump saying China will pay for those tariffs the same way Mexico paid for the wall. It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. There's an article in the Journal Sentinel today talking about tariffs. Fixation, a bike company brings in bikes from China and other places, already paying tariffs under the current administration. Those would go up dramatically under Trump's proposal. And what do you think they're going to do? They're not going to eat that cost. They're going to pass it along. That's how it works. But Walz also jumps in on the women comment. Let's play cut number two, please.
Those women you're thinking about right now have fewer rights than their mothers or their grandmothers have. That's what he did. Now, 20 states have the Trump abortion ban. Last night, Donald Trump said that if you're a woman, he'll be your protector. And he also said this. Imagine that this was a moment of self-reflection for him. He says, I know a lot of people don't like that. Oh, no shit. They don't like it. But here's the scary part, people, because there's no excuse for not hearing this, because he said it. He said, I'm going to do it whether the women like it or not. That's how this guy's lived his life. That's why he was on the Access Hollywood tape, and that's why he ended up in court, because that's what he thinks about. Women turned away now because of what he's doing from emergency rooms to get basic care, having miscarriages in parking lots, survivors of rape and incest being forced to carry their attacker's child.
Walz lighten it up. And, you know, we think it's funny, it's a joke, but it's terrible. It is so out of whack, even for a guy like Donald Trump. Axios also takes note. Whether the women like it or not, Trump's words fan the GOP gender gap. Oh, yeah, there's a gender gap. Just a little bit here, then we'll get to the lines, 855-752-4842. Trump vowed to protect women, whether women like it or not, at a Wisconsin rally Wednesday, drawing sharp blowback for a campaign that's already floundering with women voters. Though his comments came in the context of discussing crime from undocumented migrants, Trump's words evoked his history of bragging about sexually assaulting women and his role in overturning Roe v. Wade, which turned many women away from the Republican Party. Women far outpaced men in early voting in states where results reported by gender, according to data from the University of Florida's election lab. If early voting statistics are any indication, there could be a dramatic gender gap on display in exit polls. And I've seen some more further reporting and speculation that perhaps all this early turnout, even with Republicans, is not necessarily going to be great for Donald Trump. And the Lincoln Project has an ad out where they're showing women going into the voting booth and looking at each other and winking and saying they're going to implying they're going to vote for Trump, but they end up voting for Kamala Harris. And oh boy, are the righties mad about that. We'll get to some of that sound. Charlie Kirk, he had something to say about it, as did one of the Foxy guys. 855-752-4842. We got some callers here. Let's get to it. We got Mark. You're first today. Welcome, Mark. Happy days. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jess. I'll protect you.
Come on. Yeah, that's gross. Dude, come on.
Doesn't that just give you a warm feeling if you hear something like Donald Trump saying
it
like that?
It gives me a boiling rage.
Yeah, that's gross. It's scary, man. It's Halloween, Charlie, Mark. It's pretty scary.
And Jesse Waters, how he met his current wife is he let the retire so he could... So he could rescue her when he was married to somebody else at the time. And
oh, Jesse Waters? Yes.
Oh, good. That's just so creepy there that it just is.
Well, and he's very concerned about this Lincoln Project ad, Mark. In fact, he said if that were to happen, what was it? I think he said
specific. I mean, do you just want to hear it?
Do we have it?
We have it.
Oh, yeah, let's play that
one. Let's play it.
Jesse Waters.
And if I found out Emma was going into the voting booth and pulling the lever for Harris, that's the same thing as having an affair.
No, it's not.
That, to me...
Oh, my God. Let him finish. Jesse.
That violates the sanctity of our marriage.
Preach on, yes.
Come on.
What else is she keeping from me?
Exactly.
Why would she be lying about?
Why would she lie to you? Have you threatened her? Why would she lie to you?
Oh, they want me to tease.
Why would she do that and then vote Harris? Why would she say she was voting
Trump and then voting Harris?
And I caught her, and then she said, I lied to you for the last 4 years.
So you admit you intimidated
me. It's over, Emma. That would be D-Day.
D-Day. Mm-hmm. That would be D-Day. This guy would divorce his wife, who he coaxed into a date by letting the air out of her tires so he could give her a ride. That's how he ingratiated himself to her. I believe he was.
Yeah, that sounds very healthy.
Yeah, he's a man's man.
Mm, yes. Gross.
Jesse Waters, gross. Definition of masculinity.
Oh, yeah, he knows all about it.
And the funny thing about the whole hoopla the righties are having, and it's not just him, it's also Charlie Kirk. Do we have time for that one?
Not this segment.
Okay, we'll play the Charlie Kirk and we'll get to some of your calls as well. 855-752-4842. The ad was put out by the Lincoln Project. And the Lincoln Project are a bunch of Republicans. You know what I mean? And Charlie Kirk is insinuating, basically putting this on the Harris campaign. Oh, this is terrible. I can't believe it. I'm so sickened by it. All the things that you say and do, Charlie Kirk, and you're sickened by an ad by women going in and voting for Harris. It's the funny season. It's a silly season. It is. It's Halloween. Happy Halloween to us all. Gonna play some Misfits. Gonna play some fun music for you. Got some great guests coming up. Charles Franklin at the bottom of the hour. Gonna come back with more of your phone calls after the short break. 855-752-4842.
Covering the games and biggest sports news, listen daily to Mike Clemens on Civic Media.
Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 93.5 The Tap and the Civic Media app.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by Adopt US Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Matt Flynn joining us. This is a text off the text line. Quote, I'm dreading that it's a little too late. The last few weeks of polls are extremely bleak.
This is not the time to get wobbly. The polls right now still show her in the lead between 2 to 3 points. She used to be ahead by 5 points. So what?
Charles Franklin at Marquette Law School says polls don't vote. People do. Have a plan. Be a voter, Matt.
The Todd Alba Show. Days noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Continuing election coverage you won't find anywhere else, including results when the polls close on November 5th. I'm Lisa Hale. Count on us on air at 98.3 WISS, on the web, WISS.FM, and always on the Civic Media app.
We're airing a game right now, but stay here on the stream for more Civic Media news, talk, and more.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvi Show, 855-752-4842. It is a phone line. It is a text line. We got a few texters out there already, the early innovators from the 608. Apparently, I missed an important detail about Jesse Waters. He not only let the air out of his producer's tires, I believe it was, the woman. He was married at the time to someone else. Well, you know, that'll happen. Mark says Emma should serve Waters with papers soon. Again, the right is just going nuts. A woman would dare go against her husband and vote for Harris. And maybe it's the lying part. I mean, I would imagine, you know, women I know are strong enough to say, hey, I'm going to vote for Harris. They'd be like, you better vote for Harris. I'd be like secretly voting for Trump, you know what I mean? But it's so over the top. It's so reactionary from these Republicans. It's kind of just, it's creepy. So we have Charlie Kirk as well.
Yeah, we do.
Let's hear what he had to say about these Lincoln Project kind of ads.
And she needs people to basically lie to their husbands, which they are promoting, by the way, which I find that entire advertising campaign so repulsive.
Repulsive.
It is so disastrous.
Oh, my goodness.
It is just like
I'll show it
the
in a minute.
It is the embodiment of the downfall of the American family. I think it's so gross. I think it's so just nauseating where this wife is wearing wearing the American hat. She's coming in with her sweet husband.
Her sweet
who
husband.
Probably works his tail off to make sure that she can go. You know, and have a nice life and provide to the family.
Yes.
And then she lies to him saying, oh, yeah, I'm going to vote for Trump. And then she votes for Kamala Harris as her little secret in the voting booth. Kamala Harris and her team believe that there will be millions of women that undermine their husbands and do so in a way that it's not detectable in the polling.
Well, here's the thing. These are ads put out by the Lincoln Project and other groups. What was the other one? I think there was one. Vote Common Good. Narrator Julie Roberts says, quote, in the one place in America where women still have the right to choose, you can vote any way you want and no one will ever know. Mm-hmm. And while I'm assuming Harris would be supportive of anybody voting for her in any circumstance, these are ads put out by third party. This isn't coming from the campaign. So, Charlie Kirk, nice try. And give me a frickin' break. Oh, You know, your husband provides so good for you. You got such a nice
husband.
Oh, man, I worked so hard to provide for you, and you lie to me and vote for that lying comrade Kamala. I mean, come on, man. Charlie Kirk, you are what's wrong with this country. 855-752-4842. Gary Sus, Gary from Sussex, you are up. Happy Halloween. Gary, what do you got for us?
Well, I find it ironic that this big hoopla of last weekend with garbage and the thing about the Puerto Ricans, it's funny that neither one of them, Kamala Harris or Trump, said these comments. You know, because it was a Trump comedian that said the thing about the, you know, the Puerto Ricans, and then Biden said the stuff about, you know, people like me, you know, basically garbage. Any of his supporters, Trump supporters, are garbage. Okay,
and he did try to clean that up, and Kamala did back away from it. You're making a good point, though, Gary. These are things that were not said by the candidates themselves. However, I would put it more on Trump than on Harris. I mean, the president is the president. It's his administration. He can do and say what he wants. Now, for the campaign, that probably wasn't great. He tried to back off of it and, you know, revise it with the comma and whatnot. And Harris, you know, totally disavowed it as well. She knows that's not the right thing to say or do. But, you know, this guy was invited on Trump's behalf, man. He was the opener. He was warming the crowd up. They saw his script. Well, they saw those jokes. They removed one of the jokes, according to the reporting, Gary, where he was calling her a C-word and not communist. You know what I'm saying? So they went out there and did that and said that, knowing that was going to be part of the act, according to the reporting, Gary. And while the campaign came out and said, oh, we don't believe that, Trump, just even yesterday, doesn't say that was terrible. It's not called for. I disavow those words. He's like, oh, I don't know. I don't know who did it. I don't know in my campaign. Someone did something. He's a comedian. What can I say? He said some things. I didn't hear it. I didn't see it. Yada yada. You know, all you got to do is say, no, that's inappropriate. That's not acceptable. And let it be. And you don't even need to apologize. Just acknowledge that that's not okay, Gary. And he didn't even do that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So if you don't do that, you're kind of like supporting it if you don't denounce it, Gary. Now you go.
Yeah, I agree. I listened to this guy tell this joke, and when he said this, half the people in that place were booing at him. And
yeah, the other half were laughing, though, Gary. You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree. But the fact of the matter is, I think that his intent was not to say that the people were, because they dumped their garbage out into the ocean.
No, man, come on. I'm telling you, though, I know what you're saying. It wasn't his intent. I don't believe that. It was absolutely his intent. He was making fun of the black guy with the watermelon joke. Come on, Gary. I mean, that was the entire purpose of it, is to be. Let me ask you this, Gary.
One more.
No, let me ask you a question, man. I'm very curious. I know you're a Trump supporter, and I don't think you're a terrible human being. I don't think you're trash, Gary. I think you're misguided. But what do you think about folks that are in fact racist? You know, that support Donald Trump. Or those that are bigoted, or those that are, you know, anti-LGBTQ, you know, do you think that is okay behavior? Do you think that's trashy behavior? Is that acceptable behavior? How would you describe those very serious, super racist, awful people? What's the appropriate word?
This is how I live my life. What would Jesus do? And I don't believe that Jesus would be out there knocking people, making jokes about gay people or whatever. He sat there and ate with the tax collectors, which were the worst people on the planet at the time. So I go by, you know, what Jesus do. My customers, I have gay people, I have black people, I have everything. I love my customers. I don't care what they do. Now, I have my own beliefs, but what I would do, how I live my life, but I'm not about to tell anybody how to live their life. And I don't believe you should be making jokes about people. Now, I do want to make a point, one thing, about I believe that Kamala Harris would have won the election coming up if the Democrats were a little smarter. If they would have put her out later because of the problems with Biden, if they would have postponed the convention like 2 months, Kamala Harris was so popular right after the convention. So was Trump. You get that big swing afterwards. She would have been the president of the United States, hands down, if they would have had the convention.
Real quick, yes or no answer. Gary, would Jesus vote for Trump or Harris?
You know what?
Come on. Yes. Who?
I don't know.
All right. Thank you, Gary, folks. This is the Tom Salvi Show. We have Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School poll coming up next.
Download the free Civic Media app today at civicmedia.us.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Wisconsin's voter ID law can be a nightmare for college students. They can use their student ID, but only if it's compliant with state rules, and most aren't. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
On some campuses, students need to request a special ID that includes their photo, legal name, signature, issuing date, and expiration date. Kristen Hansen with Common Cause in Wisconsin works with college students to help them vote. She says state law just makes it difficult.
This is one of the things that is a mystery, is a school already knows the student is who they say they are. They've already provided identification to the school. And so the ID that the school gives should be enough without all this other nonsense attached to it.
Hansen says another challenge for students is providing proof of residency, as some can change addresses every year they're enrolled. Meanwhile, out-of-state students face additional hurdles in registering to vote. Molly Ford, an out-of-state senior at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, is very familiar with these hurdles. This is her first time voting in a presidential election, but she voted in the state's general election 2 years ago. She says she almost missed one of her class finals because she had to run back to her dorm to get a document after having already stood in line.
My friend that was in the class was like, "You're crazy. I would have just not done that." And I was like, well, it was important to me to vote in this election.
Ford says although her school has been proactive about promoting the student vote, it would be helpful to know more about what exactly is needed to cast a ballot. You can get that information online at myvote.wi.gov. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.
You're listening to Civic Media News. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Most people who cause a nuclear meltdown while working at a nuclear power plant would likely lose their job, not Homer Simpson. In last Sunday night's episode, it was revealed that despite his gross incompetence, Homer was never fired because his father, Abe, was a PI. The episode revealed that Abe's partner was taken out by Mr. Burns, who assured Abe that his son Homer would always have a job if Abe didn't snitch. I guess I should have spoiler alerted that. If you haven't watched The Simpsons, you've got 36 seasons to catch up on. The show airs Sunday nights on Fox. Bruce Springsteen is on record as refuting the Forbes info that says he is worth over $1 billion. The boss says he is not a billionaire, and it's because he spent money on superfluous things throughout his life and does not penny pinch. He also says he is a good boss and pays his chums in the E Street Band handsomely. Springsteen says it was never about the money, but always about making great music. He's done well on both fronts. One of these days, maybe he'll have Taylor Swift money. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
This Civic Media station is currently broadcasting the Packers, Badgers, Brewers, or Bucks over the air. Due to streaming restrictions, we can't provide you the broadcast here. You can find an affiliated station at civicmedia.us to find the game over the air. We'll also have updates on the game and the biggest sports news from Mike Clemens daily on Civic Media stations all
Night
across
Light
Wisconsin.
With
Todd Alba joins us. Hey, Todd.
We're here in front of the Bonham Theater to talk entertainment. Todd forgot his battery pack. We are running off of Todd's truck engine.
I don't want to rub salt in the wound, but if your travel budget got cut, I'm just wondering if it coincided. All of a sudden, I got like a 10 grand a week per diem. I don't know if that is related.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Wisconsin Decides 2024, As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th, and when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin decides on November 5th, starting at 6 p.m. on 97.5 WFHR and the Civic Media app.
And welcome back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Happy, happy Halloween to us all. Super jazzed as hell to introduce Charles Franklin, the pollster extraordinaire from the Marquette University Law School poll, the final poll before Election Day, Marquette University. Charles Franklin, welcome back, man.
Classic music, baby. I love it.
You know what
perfect
I'm saying?
Perfect for the day.
It is perfect for the day, and this poll is perfect for the day because it's scary. It's scary to me, Charles. It's getting tight. Let's start at the top line, if you would please, sir. What's going on between Harris and Trump?
In the presidential race, a one-point Harris lead, 50 to 49. That's down from 4 points at the end of September. Throughout the year, we've done 7 polls on the presidential race. Every one of them has been inside the margin of error. And some have had Trump up by just a little bit. Some have had Harris or Biden up by just a little bit. So we end the year basically the way we've seen it all the time, a very, very tight race.
And the senatorial race, Ara Hovde running against the incumbent Tammy Baldwin, also seems to get a little closer.
This also seems to have tightened. At the end of September, we had it as a 7-point Baldwin lead. That was up from 4 points around Labor Day. But this time, it's just a 2-point lead, 51 to 49. Both races, we've seen the partisans coming home to their party's candidates, and I think that's particularly helped Eric Hovde, who was not well known even among Republicans early in the year, but now that the end of the campaign, Republicans know him, generally like him, and have come home to vote for him in the Senate race as well.
You also discussed early voting. I thought that was an interesting concept. What are you looking at there, and what do the numbers tell you, Charles?
Yeah, Democrats are really into absentee by mail. And we see a 70% for Harris, 30% for Trump among people who say they either already have or they plan to vote absentee by mail. But the absentee in person is leaning to Trump a little bit, 52-47. And finally, the people that say they're voting on Election Day in person, 56 for Trump, 44 for Harris. I think this is in some ways not surprising, given Donald Trump has spent 4 years saying bad things about absentee by mail. Republicans have been reluctant to embrace that. But the party has been pushing Republicans to vote early this year. And I think the solution has been, in our data, that those Republicans voting early are preferring to do it in person, while Democratic early voters are heavily dominating the absentee by mail.
We have, to my understanding, Charles, record early voting going on across this country. Lots of folks, millions, 50 million people already voted. You have a sense of the breakdown. You know, my assumption would be, well, you know, early votes are generally Dems. But of course, as you mentioned, Republicans are now getting in there as well. Any sense on the crossover? Or like Republicans could, hey, I'm voting early, but maybe they're voting for Harris. You know, what is your sense on that?
Yeah, I think that's the danger of trying to read too much into just the counts of the early votes and what counties are they from, for example, because I would bet you that the absentee by mail from the Republican counties in the state is probably a lot of Democrats doing that. Yeah. So you really don't know from the county whether that's mostly Democratic or mostly Republican early voters. You know, polling is imperfect on this, but we just talked about what I think is the best evidence I have for it, that the early vote in person is leaning Republican. The early vote absentee by mail is just enormously Democratic. And this sets up the scenario like we saw 4 years ago, that the election day vote count that we see from 8 o'clock until 10, 10:30, 11 is probably going to be pretty heavily Republican relative to where we finally end up. And then in the as the absentees come in, especially from Green Bay and Milwaukee and Kenosha, where they do central counts that start late and usually end after midnight, we'll see where the balance turns out. I should also point out, this is not a new phenomenon. It was true in 2018 as well, pre-pandemic and pre the controversy about early voting that came in 2020.
Folks, you're listening to the Dom Salvia Show. That is Charles Franklin, pollster for the Marquette University Law School polling. Final poll before the election next week. The breakdown I thought was interesting as well. The demographics. What did you find? Does anything stick out, jump out for you on the demographics?
I think there's a lot there. You know, we've talked a lot about the gender gap this year, and appropriately so. Women are going 14% for Harris, by a margin of 14% for Harris. Men are going 12 points for Trump. So that's a 26-point gender gap.
Wow.
And when Biden was in the race, it was still a 21-point gender gap, but Harris is 5 points higher than that. It's not record-breaking, by the way. It was 30-point gap in 2016 and actually 32 in 2020. So the gender gap is related to gender, of course, but it's not driven only by the gender of the candidate. But as big as that is, some of the other differences, demographic differences, are almost as big or bigger. For example, 18 to 30-year-olds are going 22 points for Harris.
Wow.
But basically Gen X, those 45 to 59, 10 points for Trump. So that's a 32-point gap by those two age groups. The other two groups, the 30-somethings and the 60-somethings, are basically dead tied. And we see the big city differences that you'd expect. Cities are 36 for Harris, but the countryside, rural and small towns, 23 for Trump. And we've heard a lot about education gap, and that's showing up this year as well. Non-college voters, 7 points for Trump. College graduates, 18 points for Harris. And then the single biggest of the groups I looked at, born-again Christians, 60 points for Trump.
Wow.
And religious nuns, the people with no religion, 51 points for Harris. So that's some of the other gaps. And those two are not tiny groups either.
Yeah.
Born again is about 18%, and the religious nuns is also in the high teens, low 20s.
I noted enthusiasm still up for both parties right now. That continues to be strong. That's a great indicator, folks. Get out and go vote. You did some polling on immigration deportation as well. Obviously, this has been a big thing for Donald Trump, saying he's going to have this massive deportation effort. You asked some very specific questions about criminal records and whatnot. Let's just start at the top. What are folks thinking about generally supportive of deportation? What's the number?
Yeah, we've asked three different questions about it, and it shows that how you frame the issue really affects what the response is. So the simplest one is, do you favor or oppose deporting immigrants in the U.S. illegally, period? That's sort of the Trump framing of the issue. And we're seeing near 60%, just a shade under 60%, in favor of deportations. But then to another half of the sample, we ask the same question, but at the end say, including those who've been in the U.S. for a number of years, have jobs and no criminal record, With that question, the answer just reverses. It's about 40% in favor, 60 opposed when you mention that long-term residence jobs and no record. And finally, we've been asking a different version of the question since 2013 about whether undocumented workers who are in the country should be allowed to stay and eventually apply to, for citizenship, should be allowed to only stay as temporary workers, or should be required to leave the country. There, we were seeing about 50% in favor of a path to citizenship. That's down a little bit now. But the those in favor of required to leave the country has doubled since 2022, up from about 15% to about 30%. So you can see that across those three different things, how we think about the immigration issue and the deportation issue really depends on how the question's framed and who is it that people are thinking about, given the way the question's worded.
Charles Franklin from the Marquette University Law School poll for just a couple more minutes. Favorability. I always love this one. I think this is a great indicator. What'd you find out between the candidates?
Yeah, there's been a little shifting as is usual in the end game of a campaign. There's lots of negative advertising that usually drives up both candidates' negativity. And that happened in these last two polls. Harris is at a net not minus five, meaning 5% more unfavorable than favorable, 47 favorable, 52 unfavorable. That's worse by from negative three is where she was last month.
Okay.
Trump has also moved down to negative 14 from negative 11 a month ago, 43 favorable, 57 unfavorable. And the two vice presidential candidates are both pretty close to zero now. A little narrowing for both of them, a little improvement for Vance and a little decline for Walz. I think a takeaway is that if people were voting on the personalities of the candidates, this favorability measure shows Harris with an advantage. She's also better off on has the right temperament, is honest, and is intelligent compared to Trump, though Trump has an advantage on has strong accomplishments. But when we look at the issues, the economy and immigration both favor Trump. Abortion policy, which is the second most important issue, favors Harris. But when you put it all together, 46% say Trump would be better on the issue most important to them. 43% say Harris would be best. So a 3-point Trump lead on issues, but Harris leading significantly on personality.
And also the favorability of all the national candidates, the number that stuck out to me, Jill Stein at a negative 22. Why? A lot of folks not a fan of Jill or just don't know about her?
Well, 60% don't know about her, but that's a lot less than don't know about the other third party candidates. I think there's been a fair bit of coverage of Stein and the Green Party and what effect that could have on the election, what effect it may have had in 2016 and to a lesser extent in 2022. So I think there is a little more visibility of her in the recent political coverage. And you see that showing up in this fairly negative view of her. But more people know about her. The other third party candidates are like 80% and more that don't know about them.
Charles, just a couple minutes left. Abortion, the big issue we've constantly polled on that, has it moved at all?
Hardly at all. The biggest change that came after Roe versus Wade was overturned in the summer of 2022 is a bit of a decline in the percent of people that say abortion should be illegal in all circumstances. That was running about 12% before Roe was overturned. It's down in the high single digits, 7% or so. But that seems to have just moved into the illegal in most circumstances. Overall, though, 2/3 say abortion should be legal in all or most circumstances. About 1/3 say it should be illegal in all or most. And there just hasn't been a whole lot of movement in the balance of those two even after the Dobbs decision overturning Roe came down.
Charles Franklin can find the polling at law.marquette.edu/poll. Charles, speculate with me, man. Who's going to win? Pick your side. You got any speculation? How about this? I know you're not going to do that. When do you think we'll actually have an answer of who won?
I sincerely want to push the point that if Trump wins, you shouldn't actually be surprised. If Harris wins, you should not be surprised. It is so close that either of those could certainly happen. A big surprise would be if either of them wins by more than 3 percentage points. Mm. As for when we'll know, I think we'll get the absentees finally in the 2 o'clock range Wednesday morning.
All right.
But if things run slower, it could be 4 o'clock again.
Thank you, Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School polling. Stick around, 855-752-4842.
News, talk, community, and local sports. Thanks for listening to Civic Media.
Lena Bloom for The Bail Project.
Imagine you're stuck in a jail cell and you can't afford bail and someone offers you a way out. Just plead guilty and you can go home and kiss your kids goodnight. What do you do? What thousands have, you plead guilty whether you are or not. Cash bail makes poverty a crime. That's why The Bail Project helps those who can't afford it while fighting to end cash bail. Because freedom should be free.
Brought to you by the Ad Council.
The John and Gordy Show.
Todd or Billy is on the phone.
It's really important that people take just a few minutes and educate themselves about their ballot. We finally have competitive districts here in Wisconsin, and Republicans always sneak an amendment onto our ballot. So we got to vote up and down the ballot, not leave stuff blank, not leave our voice silent.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. Wisconsin Decides 2024. As the campaigning comes to an end and your ballot is cast, you'll find continuing coverage of this important election right here.
Special reports start at 6 November 5th. And when the polls close at 8, coverage of the presidential, Senate, and your important local races will come in from around the state.
It's your vote as Wisconsin Decides on November 5th starting at 6 p.m. on 107.5 WLAK and the Civic Media app.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Thanks for listening. Your spot for local sports coverage is Civic Media.
Back to the Dom Salvia Show, 855-752-4842. Want to thank our most recent guest, Charles Franklin, the Marquette University Law School poll. It's a scary poll. It's Halloween, and it's a scary poll.
Oh, boy.
Harris by one, certainly within the margin of error. Mm-hmm. To Charles' point, don't be surprised if either one of them can win. Be surprised if it's 3% or something like that. I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. I'm thinking 3%, 4%. Yeah. Come on, I gotta be positive about this.
Yeah. I mean, I think that there really is a huge demographic of people who aren't being represented in these polls.
Yeah.
I think people are just so damn sick of Trump.
855-752-4842. It's a phone line. It's a text line. Some of the texts. Looks like Tyler, bye-bye brain. All right, Tyler, you'll be all right. Here's one from the 414. Nicole Wallace, MSNBC for the win. She expressed amazement that Kirk and Waters don't think women ever faked anything. Charlie Kirk and Jesse Waters very upset at the Lincoln Project ad. which I think is great. What else we got here? Google this. Some from Linda in Milwaukee. Trump and Mosania, September 7th. We did Google it. Thank you, Linda. We did Google it.
We did. Let's take a listen.
Jess has it. Let's hear it.
And it's not her. It's the people that surround her. They're scum. They're scum. And they want to take down our country. They are absolute garbage. And
interesting.
So they're garbage. They're scum. That's
they're garbage,
fine.
They're scum.
But anybody else, it's seems hypocritical, doesn't it? 855-752-4842. Jack from Racine. Hey, Jack, you're up. Welcome. What do you got for us?
Hello. I wanted to talk to you about Trump's Madison Square Garden rally that he held. And, you know, the real issue is that the Trump folks and Trump hired someone they called a comedian who called Puerto Rico an island of garbage. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the real issue that's there. But former President Biden did say, talk about that so-called comedian. Mm-hmm. And it was misquoted by the AP as I read the article. When one reads the transcript, it actually says, okay, you've got to think of the difference between the word supporters, just spelled out, meaning plural, many people, and the word supporters where there's an apostrophe between the R and the S, and then it refers to the person in the next sentence. So he said, this supporter's comments were garbage. And they were garbage.
But
it was taken by the press.
Yeah.
As meaning plural. So that's not what Biden said, but Trump has tried to cover it, including cover his own big ass with a garbage suit of Green Bay.
He looked so goofy.
I think most people, when they just figure it out between supporters without an apostrophe and supporters with, that he was referring to the so-called comedian, not to Trump's, the people who back Trump.
All right, Jack, thank you for that clarification. And I think either way, man, and thank you for the call. Either way, Trump's going to jump on that, right? He does it anyway. I mean, he takes things out of context all the time. So I'm with you. I don't think that a guy like Biden is just going to willy-nilly insult every Trump voter just because they voted for Trump. I mean, it's politically terrible, number one, and it's just not right. It's very reminiscent of the deplorables from Hillary Clinton.
Mm-hmm.
But Donald Trump and the Republicans and the GOP, man, they say all sorts of terrible things
constantly,
all the time. I mean, it wasn't just Jack. It wasn't just the joke about the Puerto Rico, this terrible, insulting joke. They had a guy up there with a cross telling the crowd that Harris is the Antichrist.
Mm-hmm. That's fine.
That's okay. And I mean, I'm telling you, when we just talked to Charles Franklin about the polling and how the evangelicals are, you know, very much in support of Donald Trump, which I don't get whatsoever. I mean, would Jesus vote for Trump? I mean, honestly, folks, what would Jesus do? We had this conversation with Gary briefly, and we ran out of time to get to his answer. I know, but come on, you cannot tell me if Jesus existed. You know where I'm going. If that were to be the case, that he would support someone like Donald Trump, based on what are the teachings or the quotes of Jesus in the Bible, would make you think that Donald Trump, a fraudster, a criminal, convicted criminal, right? Well, I guess wasn't convicted criminal, not yet. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Adjudicated rapist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come on, a flanderer cheating on his wife. Mm-hmm. Cheating on his third wife with the porn mm-hmm. star. Jesus is going to vote.
Someone who hates his neighbor.
I don't buy that.
No.
I don't buy that. Let's see what else we got here. 855-752-4842. We got some more texters on there. We'll get to it. We'll get to it. We promise. Thank you for joining us. Stick around next hour. We have Dr. Melinda Brennan. She's the executive director of the ACLU of Wisconsin. Going to check in with the ACLU folks. And also at 5:30, Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's own political editor, going to dive into the conversation. How do we talk to those who may not agree with us? Well, I think it's pretty easy. right? You treat people generally with respect, and I like to, you know, call out BS when the BS is there. You can do it with a smile, but don't take it. You don't just accept what they don't accept the BS. Push back. You know, someone asked, we were talking out last night, out way too late last night, solving all the world's problems. Someone asked me, what are you going to do if Trump wins? I'm going to be louder if Trump wins. 855-752-4842. Come back with us.
We're not the same, you and I, so don't you.
Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and Brewers. Find your favorite team over the air on Civic Media.
Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Woman pleads guilty to trying to smuggle 29 turtles across a lake in Vermont into Canada by kayak so they could eventually be sold in Hong Kong.
So they could vote illegally in November.
Stop box turtles from voting. She's facing 10 years in prison.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
This is Civic Media, bringing you news, talk, and community-minded conversations all across Wisconsin. You can find us at civicmedia.us and download the app for free today.